Okay, today I would like to discuss with you, begin a series of minhagim relating to Hanukkah. Being that it's already, today is already the fifth day of Kislev, in 20 days it's Hanukkah, just around the corner, a little bit less than 2 weeks, and it's Hanukkah is vast, it's infinite, the minhagim and the inyanim relating to Hanukkah, so I want to spend some time doing some matters relating to Hanukkah. The first thing I'd like to discuss is, where do you put the menorah in your home? What is the proper location to light Hanukkah candles? Oh, so we're going to discuss. Very good. So basically, after what I'm telling you now all comes from this sefer called Pardes Eliezer. It's a sefer on minhagim. It's an encyclopedia on minhagim. Relating, he has a number of volumes, and he has two volumes on Hanukkah. He has one chapter devoted just to this topic: where does one light the menorah? And he goes through all the sources and all the minhagim. I just want to discuss with you the Rashi Prakim, some of the things that he brings out, and if you walk away here more confused than you ever were, then I have accomplished my goal.
So you come back the next day.
It's not clear. As with all minhagim, anytime you mention the word minhag, it's not clear. You do like this, he does like that, and over there they do like this. It's extremely, it's complicated, it's vague, and it all depends, things change, what used to be, what is today. Nothing is etched in stone. So basically, from what I've seen here, I think we can summarize the minhagim into four basic categories, four different places to put the menorah. Ideally, the Gemara says that the menorah is put outside, bachutz, outside, on the left side of the entrance. Because the bai, now why is it outside? First of all, why outside, not inside? Because persuminisa. You want people to see the menorah. You want to be mefarsim the miracle. To whom? That we'll get to later on. Who are you being mefarsim? To the goyim or to the Jews? To the religious Jews, the irreligious Jews? Okay, that's a separate issue. But basically, when you put it outside in the street, it's a greater degree of persume nilsa. Where outside do you put it in the street? So the Gemara, we shouldn't make an issue. We just put it in the street and you put it outside. So it's a light. It's a light. It's a lamp. It's a light pole. It's you're working for the city, and you're putting a lantern out there. Benjamin Franklin, didn't he put out public lights in the street? I don't remember my history.
I don't think he meant
not Benjamin Franklin, though.
That he didn't.
I think I was part of that.
I was lightning rod.
But even after he invented electricity, I think that. Okay, well you'll Google it. You'll Google it.
Four times.
Maybe that was. Lamps, gas lamps, who was it? One of the. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is. But the point is, when you put a menorah out in the street, it has to be noticeable. The reason why you're lighting this menorah is L'shem Mitzvah Chanukah. So you put it too far away from your home, it's not noticeable as L'shem Mitzvah Chanukah. But if you put it close to your bias, then it is more noticeable than it's L'shem Chanukah. Where? The Gemara concludes on the right, on the left side, because on the right side is the mezuzah. So on the left side of the Pesach Abaye should be the menorah, and when you stand in between the doorposts, you are surrounded by mitzvahs. To the right is the mezuzah, to the left is the menorah. Wonderful! It's nikkur that's l'shem mitzvah because it's near the Pesach Habayis. It's bachutz. So basically, it's mi Pesach Habayis mi bachutz, on the left side of the door outside. That's what the Gemara says is the ideal thing to do. Now, let's say you're not able to do so. So the next, because that's one. And the Gemara, then let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara then says, what happens if you live upstairs? You don't live downstairs. So I have no business putting my menorah downstairs. I'm not the resident downstairs. The owner is someone else. There's another family who lives downstairs. I live on the second story. So the Gemara says, you shall put it in the chaloin, in the window. Don't put it by the Pesach Abayis. Put it in the chaloy, in the window, on the windowsill. And people from the outside, especially those that live across the street or on the other side, who also, they will look out their window. They'll see in your window it's lit. They'll see the Ner Chanukah. So being that's what the Gemara says, Bizman Hazeh, when we cannot put them, many of us cannot put the menorah outside due to different reasons, because it's too cold, or it's too windy, or it's raining, or it's a sakana, you're afraid someone will steal your $10,000 menorah, or it's just not practical, or the Goyish neighbors don't like lit candles outside, or there's anti-Semitism, or give me a whole long list of reasons, it's just not going to happen. So it's not going to happen putting it outside. So since the Gemara explicitly says that there's such a concept of putting a menorah in the window, especially for those people who live on a second story, Bizman Hazeh, the next best place to put the menorah will be by in your windowsill. Open up the curtains, people outdoors can see the menorah. On the other hand, there are many people that say no, that's not ideal. If you're living downstairs and you're not putting it outside, you should be mekayim the mitzvah of samuch tefach hasamuch lepesach mibifnim. In the time of the Gemara, they put it outside in the Rishos Sarabim on the left side of the door. They took advantage of two factors. Number one, it's outside. B'nei Rishos Sarabim can see the menorah. Number two, it's on the left side of the door. So you have the advantage of being surrounded by mitzvos. On the right is the mezuzah, on the left is the menorah. Bizman Hazeh, you can't put it outside, but don't give up the milah, the advantage of being mesuvav b'mitzvos. So put it inside your house. The ikar Ner Chanukah will be for the Pesume Nisa for the B'nai Bayis, but put it near your door on the left side, inside the house, not by the window. No one's going to see it from the outside. Who cares about the outside? Chaperain, the Maila being the Suvu of B'nitzos. And indeed, there are many people, Mizman Hazeh, that do this. Let's go one more step further. And the last thing to do is the Gemara's B'shas HaSakana. We'll discuss all these things in a moment. At time of danger, which we'll discuss what exactly is the danger. The next best thing is just put it on your dining room table. Manichoy al shulchanoy, put the menorah on your dining room table and make the bracha. Have your family stand around and make the bracha. V'dayoy, and that is sufficient.
If you live high, high, high.
Yeah.
Still put it on the window.
Isn't it more than Esri Mama?
Yes, so the answer, Moshe discussed that. So one answer is you live high, 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 so there's someone across the street. So there's someone across the street that's also living. Okay, not necessarily. If you're living in the Freedom Tower and you're living on the 100 and you're living all the way up on top, so you have no competition, right? Well, clearly, you have no competition if you're living in the Freedom Tower. Who's going to see you on the other side? Who's going to see no one else see you? So, Enoch Nami, Bizman has said, Ikar Pesume Nisa is really for the B'nai Bayis. We're going to discuss some of these things in a few moments. You're right, Nechanami. But let's just recap. We have these are the four minhagim that are common today. They're all common. Maybe in our circles we only do one or two. We only see one or two. But if you go into certain Hasidic circles, or you go to Eretz Yisrael, or you go different places, you'll be shocked to know that this is what's done. I grew up in the Lower East Side as a child, and there we lived on the second floor, the third floor, for the first floor, the second floor, and the first floor. So there was pasha. You put it in the window. I mean, that's why you don't put it in the... We put it in the window. We didn't put it in the Pesach Bayis. Not mibefnim amibuchutz. First of all, the hallway was so narrow, it wasn't even shaykh. We put it in the window. And that's, I think, what everyone in the Lower East Side did. You put it in the window. And that's what you see done today in Brooklyn. I walk around, I see most people, I see they put the menorah in the window. Is the window also the left side of the Pesach Bayis near a tefach? No, it's not. It's not. It's in the window. It's in the window. This, and where does it come from, this idea being put? First of all, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says you should do, Bizman Hazeh. We don't put it outside, Bizman Hazeh, basically because Bizman Hazeh Sakana, and the environments that we live in during the winter, it's not like an Eretz Yisrael, and rains, and it's cold, it's just not practical to put it outdoors. It's not a summer environment, you can't put it outdoors, so you put it inside. What's putting it inside? You put it in Bechalayin, and there are Hashulchan in the Mishnah Berurah, and a long list of Acharonim say that's what should be done, that's that's the best thing to do. But we have to realize that when we put it in that, where does that come from? It's taken from the Gemara. But it's not taken from the case of the Gemara itself. The case of the Gemara, the only time it tells you, it gives you the green light to put in the window, is if you live upstairs and you don't have the option of putting it mipesach tefach asamach lepesach mibachutz. You live upstairs, put it b'chalayim. However, you should be aware there are many gedolim, there are many, I think it's more of a chassidish sheminuk, they don't put it in the window. They don't. It's not an issue. Bizman hazeh, the ikar persumei milsa, is not for the people in the street. You're not concerned about the street, bizman hazeh. It's for the bnei yourself, your wife, your children, the bnei bayis. The male of the bnei bayis, who needs the window? For the people outside. It's much more important to focus on the concept of being mesuv of b'mitzvos. And wherever your door is, put it on the left side of the door, so you should fulfill the concept of being mesuv of b'mitzvos. And it's brought down a lot of the Hasidic Shapaiskim. The Litvish Shapaiskim, I will tell you, b'chaloi, the Hasidic Shapaiskim appears to be much lean, much more to the Mahalich of indoors, mipesach, a tefach near your Pesach Beso, on the left side. Yeah.
There's a lachal that the menorah is supposed to burn till a certain amount, till the last person, I think, leaves. From the shuk.
Half an hour. No, in Echanami, the Zman of the shuk, right?
So what, if you're going to put it inside your house?
It doesn't matter. The Zman stays the same, yeah. In Echanami, the Zman is the same Zman. That's just an example of how long the Ner should be lit. It's taken from the time of the Gemara where they lit it outdoors, in Echanami. It's taken, but that halacha does not change. That's the asking a general concept that halacha starts out rooted in one area, and then it branches out into other areas where the reason no longer applies. The classic example is, we use this many times, is treifas. There are 18 treifas. If an animal today has a hole in its lung, will the animal die? No, it's not going to die. It'll live a regular life. Why then is it called a treifa? If we assume the reason the animal is treifas because it's going to die within 12 months, is because when the Torah was given,
they died.
So that halacha remains, even though Bezman has said the reason doesn't remain. Because there's really more than one reason. So it's true. Originally, the only place to put the menorah was in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where the Jews lived. There was no Golus. The miracle of Hanukkah happened during the time of the Hashemayim. The Jews were living in Eretz Yisrael. It was autonomous. They had full control. The weather was nice. You put the menorah outside, and all the people in the street can see how long are they in the street for, a half an hour. So that became the Zman, the Shir. Things changed. Obviously, over 2,000 years, things changed quite a bit. And we light inside, but that Zman of a half an hour does not change. Okay, now, you should also be aware that there are many, you don't see this, but there are many people, I mean, these are the real old timers, I don't know how common this is they put the menorah on the dining room table, none of the above. Not outside, not by the Pesach Bayis, not by the window. I know I have a neighbor who lives across the street from me. He is a chassid muvach, a Talmud of the Tinkerov Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the old Tinkerov. Mm-hmm. Tinkerov. He was a Ben Bayis by him for many, many, many years. And the Tinkerov, he told this to me a number of times, he told me all of his and hug him. The Tinkerov put the menorah on his dining room table, and that was it. Because this is how he did, he says, where he lived, he had a very difficult life, a lot of tsaras, where he lived, wherever he was, I don't know if it was in Poland, it was in Russia, I don't know exactly where he was. It was mamash sakana, bikoch nefesh. They caught a Jew letting him know they would kill him. It was mamash, like it says in the Gemara, v'shas ha-salkana, manichli al-shulchanei v'dayoi, it's enough. Come to America. And there his mind, like it's a certain mindset of certain old timers, nothing changed. Hasidim, nothing changed. This is the way we did it in Poland, we did it in Russia, we did it in Hungary, wherever they were. This is the way we did it. This is the way it's gonna be forever. You come to America, nothing changes. They put it mamish on the dining room table. That's how the Tinkerov lit menorah here in America. Probably he was nifta how many years ago? 10 years ago. So probably the year 2000 he lit the menorah on his everyone's lighting in the street, doing all these strange things, and he lit it inside on the dining room table, not by the window like he did back wherever it was. And it appears that many people, there are he's not the only one. There are many people that still can. So basically, four. Now, what about Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim? And this goes to the Gra, the Talmidei HaGra. Talmidei HaGra were famous for being machzir atara liyoshnei. Talmidei HaGra, when the Gra sent his Talmidim to settle Eretz Yisrael, and the Gra himself wanted to come there, he tried, but for whatever reason, this very mysterious reason, he never made it to Eretz Yisrael, he came back. The Talmidei HaGra, when they settled in Eretz Yisrael, they were the only ones to establish, they were the first ones to establish Shminig Ashkenaz. There was Sfaradim, William Tzfas, and but the Talmidei, they made the first Yish of Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. They brought back a lot of the ancient Minhagim that were done from the time of the Gemara from 2,000 years ago. And one of them was this inyan. This is a very big inyan of the Talmidei HaGra, to light the menorah outside in the Rishus HaRabim, mi Pesach Beisai mi Bachutz, like it was during the time of the Chashmonaim, the real deal. And in Yerushalayim, the Ir HaTika, and among many of the Purushim Hasidim, the Chalukideus, some don't, but many do. You'll find it very common if you go to your Eretz Yisrael in time of Hanukkah, they'll even sell, it's bidden to sell the boxes, the glass boxes to put your menorah. That's another shiloh, that who says that's the way to light the menorah, to light them in a glass box.
Some have an area
yeah.
in the building for the menorah to go into that spot.
Really interesting, fascinating. But this comes from the Talmidei HaGra. They go back to the Din of the Gemara. They put the menorah outside the bayis on the right side. So now, if in America, if you look around close enough, you look hard enough, you'll find that people are doing this in America also. Is it right? Is it wrong? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was very machbir. You should never wear a talis in the street on Shabbos. He felt gullus. You're in gullus. Don't get too comfortable. Don't go how dare you walk on Shabbos on Avenue J with your talis on. What do you think?
A better one this Shabbos.
Yeah.
Not only was the fellow wearing the talis.
Yeah.
Talus was over his head.
Well,
he was cold.
He was cold.
No. Okay, so this is chilukideus.
Rav Yaakov went over your coat or under your coat?
Publicly, over your coat. Publicly, let's say in the summertime. Let's say, no, under probably, I would assume, be fine, I would assume. He felt, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky felt, going back 25 years, 30 years. You're in Golis, don't get too comfortable. Times, no, things have changed. I don't know if his grandchildren all on a hot summer day, if they have going to a kiddush somewhere. I don't, maybe they it's a different generation today. Everything is very different today. I remember that time. Okay, I remember years ago. You don't publicly display your religion. You don't.
There's another factor.
Yeah.
I don't know what the term in English is. You don't arouse the envy
right. Right.
by putting a $20,000 menorah of silver square in your window.
Absolutely, but the problem is that the goyim today, it depends where you live. Niskanu hadoros. Niskanu hadoros. The same way, you know, this is my impression, maybe I'm wrong. When Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was speaking about don't publicly display your religion, the goyim also had more of a degree of religion. They had more of a sense of we are who we are, and you are Jews, you are who you are, and what are you doing in this country? And today, among the goyim, there is such hefkeros, liberalism. It's
they don't go to church.
Exactly. They live a life of hefkeros. Exactly. We'll do whatever we want, and you can do whatever you want. There's a breakdown in society today, which I don't necessarily know. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Is that Rav Kamenetsky, when he was very against this, the goyim had a much greater degree of dignity. So when they see a Jew flaunting his religion in public, it irritated them. They didn't like it. Today, the goyim, they have a different attitude themselves.
They do the same.
You think it's the same thing today?
You're the guy the statistics are,
yeah.
And I don't mean to tell you, stand in front of a church
yeah.
in Bensonhurst now,
yeah.
it's empty.
Right.
50, 60 years ago.
Yes.
Packed.
Only with the Italian
the
women.
The
men never
out. The Italians moved out. Well,
but at least the women went.
The men and the women went, but now no one goes. It's empty.
I don't know.
For a Yentif.
But the point is that in America you already see this in some places. That's another issue of if it's right or if it's wrong. But people are, the influence of what's taking place in Yerushalayim definitely has affected us here in Chutz Yeretz. We lived in a global village due to technology, and the minhagim of Yerushalayim, without question, have penetrated into the corners of Flatbush and Bar Park and all over the world. The classic example we always give is making a bracha on the Megillah, Keheles, Rus, Shirashim, you make a bracha. This is Minhag Yerushalayim. This is not a Minhag of Chutz Yaretz. The Rambam says not to do this. All the places are not to do this. All of a sudden, you find a lot of shuls are making a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah, on Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach. Where does this come from? This is Minhag Yerushalayim. The influence of Yerushalayim is extending into Chutz Yaretz for whatever reason. Is it good? Is it not good? Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. That's not for me to comment. But this thing as well, you find the same idea of this idea of lining the Nur outside your bias in the Chutz in these little cases. You find that, and that really, where does it all come from? It was never ever done. It was only done in the time of the Gemara. The time of the Gemara was not done in a glass case. It was done out in a regular candelabra, on a menorah, the way Chanukiah, the way it was meant to be. And then it was bottled. When the Talmidei HaGra returned to Yerushalayim, this is one of the things that were Machzor HaTorah LeYoshua, they began to reinstitute it, and not everyone accepted it. In Yerushalayim, the Chanukiah day is proper to do for different reasons, but it's done by many people in Yerushalayim, and now for some reason that spread also to America. So the bottom line is, there are four basic customs that are done today. The mitzvahs and where you light the menorah. Most of us, I think, are the most familiar. We light it indoors in front of a window. We look at a window, whether it's you can see, you can't see. We all know today that the Iker Pesumei Nisa is for the Bnei Bayis. It's not for the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim. We light it indoors for the family. Where we light it in a window. That comes from the Gemara. It primarily comes from the Gemara where the person is living upstairs. This next minug is done. It's very common among Hasidim. They don't care about the window. Bnei Bayis. Mi Pesach Beisai Samuch. A tefach samuch lepesach beis milafnim. You're not going to light outside because it's not practical, or because of sakana, or for all the different reasons. You're going to light inside, but you want to chap around this beautiful hiddur of being the suv of the mitzvahs. The third minig is to light the Chanukah menorah on your dining room table, like it says beferish nugmar v'shas sakana manichoy al shulchanoy v'dayoy. And the fourth minig is to light. The fourth minig is to light outside in the street, like it says in the Gemara, like it's done in Yerushalayim, and it's done primarily in the glass case. I'll get to it in a second. Now, getting into the glass case, I want to point out some of the problems. Before I get to the problems, what do you want to say?
I want to ask, probably we like the Chanukah menorah indoors for a person Nisa of Bnei Bayis. Now, very often, when I come home, we come at 11 o'clock at night, and everybody's asleep. I don't think everyone wants to get up for me to light Hanukkah candles. So I never know what to do. I lit the Hanukkah candles.
You could still light it.
Well,
ideally, you should wake someone up. You should make arrangements that someone should be up.
Okay.
But bizman hazeh, dikus v'nei bayis. You can still light. Okay, so now there are, let me just discuss some very quick issues. First of all, what about lighting, what about the outdoors? Now the Aruch HaShulchan says, this bothered me my entire life. I don't understand how Chazal originally can make a takon to light the menorah outdoors, even in Yerushalayim. If you light a regular Chanukah menorah outdoors, the wind will blow it out. So what were Chazal thinking? How do they ever fulfill the mitzvah in the way it was meant to be in the time of the Gemara, time of the Chashmonaim, after the miracle of Chanukah, to light in Pesach Beisayu Mibachutz? Isn't the wind blowing? Our Ruach Mitzvah will blow out. If it rains, certainly if it rains. So he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't understand what kind of neros did they light that can withstand the Ruach Mitzvah that you can light outdoors. But then they get a lot of the farshim get into this issue: lighting it outdoors in a glass case, is that really the way it should be? First of all, you're looking; you only can see the neros through glass. Okay, we just learned the Mishnah Berurah that lighting saying Kiddush Levana through glass is okay, but it's not ideal. That's not the way. We all know from our own experience. You go to someone's house and there's a leichter. Can you imagine the leichter is in a glass case, and you're sitting on the dining room table? Is that the tzura of Ner Shabbos? Is that the tzura of Ner Shabbos? I don't think so. There's something to it where there's no hefsek between the Ner and your eyes. Okay, you'll bring in a scientist and they'll tell me about the rays of light in your eyes and there's no difference. But listen, practically speaking, we all know it's just not going to go. You never saw you going to a chas, a fancy chas, and light candles. All the candles in the whole hall are all in glass cases. There should be a hefsek between the ner. There's something to direct ner and your eyes. If that's the way the mitzvah, what mylar advantage are you getting by lighting the neros outdoors in these glass cases?
Safety.
Okay, so but it's, so you have the safety lighting it indoors. So this is an issue. Therefore, many mafarshim are not very happy with this. They're not 100% pleased that it should be an advantage of lighting the neros outdoors. Also, when you light it, at the time you light it, it can blow. You have to close the glass case. So the moment when you're lighting it, it's not roy to last for half an hour. You have to do another mice of closing the case. So is that really called the kosher halakha? So there are many that I'm a fact fake on the kashrus and the hiddur of lighting neros outdoors. Now let's take another issue.
Explain the Gemara.
What? That's a question, a very big question. It means lighting outdoors without a glass case. And lighting without a glass case, you probably have to have a lot of factors working in your favor where the neros not going to blow out. And let me give you an example. There's a machlokes, we're not going to appreciate this. Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. When it says you light it outdoors, we learned not long ago the laws of Ruvi Chatzeros, Ruvi Chatzeros and Shidduf Mavos. In ancient times, what do you have? You have a bais, and the bais opens into a chotzer, and the chotzer opens into the mavui, and the mavui opens into the rishus haram. Or let's make it simpler: the bais opens to the chotzer, and the chotzer opens directly into the rishus haram. There is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos when it says you light me pesach basin melchutz. Does this mean out of your bais into the chotzer, or on the Pesach of the Chotzer into the Rishus HaRabim? Rashi learns outside of your Pesach into the Chotzer. So who's going to see the Neros? Not the people in the Rishus HaRabim, the people in the Chotzer. Tosfos says no, the purpose is the people in the Rishus HaRabim, so you have to light the Ner Chanukah not outside your front door, but outside the door of the Chotzer going into the Rishus HaRabim. So you see, it's not so simple what it means when you light. Exactly. So you have to resume the chotzer. It's difficult. So what is it? It's not clear. So it means in the same vicinity. I don't know. I don't know the answer. There's a lot of very difficult questions, which not the answers are not clear. That's what I say. You get very confused. It's not very clear. Okay. So this is another issue. So if you want to light it outside, perhaps what it means, you have to light it under certain conditions when you have enough walls where the wind will interfere. I know someone that has a sukkah. He left the sukkah up during Hurricane Sandy,
and there it goes.
And nothing happened.
Oh, really?
Nothing. The strong 100 mile an hour winds. Why? So he explained to me. He says to me, "No, here in Flatbush." He says, "Because look at the sukkah." He says, "The sukkah is right in between two garages, and the wind does not come in. You could have 100 degree hour; it is not going to be able." And then nothing happened because the wind is certain wind tunnels. Wind currents. So you have to light them there, I guess, in a place where there's no wind, even though it's Ruach Metzuyah, the wind does not blow in this area, they're going to blow out your neros. So it's very complicated to have the ideal situation to light this. And let's go to another issue. Why do you light in the Rishus HaRabim? There's a machlekes achreinim. Who are you being mefarsim the nes? The simple understanding, the reason you're being mefarsim the nes is for Jews. You're being mefarsim to the nes for people of your bias, and you're also being mefarsim to the nes for other Jews who live in the community, whether they're religious, they're not religious. But what about goyim? Are you being mafaris in the nes to non-Jews? So the simple understanding is no. Therefore, let's say you live in a city where the majority of people who live in the city are non-Jews. You go basaroy. If you go basaroy, who are you being mafaris in the nes to goyim? There's no requirement. So there's no reason whatsoever to light the menorah in the window, to light it in the Pesach Habayis Min B'chutz, because since the majority of the community are non-Jews, you go Basaroy, you have go Basaroy for all halachas, so this bottle, the time of lighting in the window for the B'nai Rosh Hasharabim. So if you live in Manhattan, you live on the west side, or you live even the lower east side, or you live in certain parts of Brooklyn, most of the community, okay, I don't know if you can say that about this neighborhood, but it's not so simple even in this neighborhood. How many people is this really the majority of Flatbush? Is it maybe on your block? It is, but in certain areas of Flatbush, can you say the majority are Jews? Not necessarily. So if the majority of your community are not Jews, there is no purpose in lighting Pesach Beis Lebelchutz. There's no purpose lighting in the Chaloyin. Then focus on pursuing these. So focus on being Mekayim, then you know, being Mesuv B'mitzvos, Ner Mezuzah B'yamin and Ner Mesmol, and the B'nei Ba'i. And forget about the street. Don't make Hidum to light in the street. In Yerushalayim is different. Well, maybe it depends where in Yerushalayim. I don't know, there's certain areas and not necessarily also, there are a lot of Arabs. So therefore, this is another very big issue of who are you lighting for in the street? If you're lighting for other Jews, are the majority of people that pass your home, are they Jews? Even on a regular Yeshivish street, people driving down, who's coming? How many people are walking down the street at night? Not many people. So there are people going in the cars. How many people are driving down the cars? Make a cheshbon. I think you'd be surprised that most people that drive down the block, on the block, even though it's 80% religious from people, probably half the people that drive down the cars down the block are not Jews. So is there really a purpose in relying Pesuminisa for the B'nai Rish Hashram? However, we should be aware of the tremendous chidush. There are achrayim that say that the Pesuminisa on Lutl Chanukah is for who? It's for Goyim. Would you believe this? The presuming nieces, the goyim, should be aware. They should ask, what are you Jews doing? Why are you spending so much money to light these fancy Hanukkah menorahs? What's about? There was a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. The goyim tried to have us assimilate, and we overcame their attempts, and we prevailed, and we survived. We renewed the Beis HaMikdash. We preserved our purity. They should know about this. It's for the goyim, not for the Jews. Oh, for the goyim. Oh, so everything here has been reading, but this is a minority opinion. This opinion that you're lying to assume this for the goyim is a minority opinion, and therefore the majority opinion is you're lying for other Jews. Lying for other Jews, you have to go by Sarayf. And if you're dealing with this in a community, in a neighborhood where most people are not Jews, there really is no purpose of lining it in the street for other goyim. Yeah.
According to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, at his time, would that have been a valid reason?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. And Echnami, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was very, his approach was that don't flaunt your observance, don't advertise your religious observance. You're in Gaulis. You're in Gaulis. What do you think? You can be here forever? What?
If his name would have been the majority.
I don't know what he did. I do not know what he did.
I do not know what he did.
I don't know his custom. Okay, so that is another very important issue of lighting. Now, we say Sakana. We say Sakana, another issue. You put the menorah al shulchanai v'dayoi b'shas ha-sakana. What is the Sakana? So Rashi in the Gemara says, you know what the Sakana was? And there at the time of the Gemara, there was a law. The Romans or the Persians or whatever, whoever it was, had a law that it was the time of their holiday.
It was the Persians.
It was the time of their holiday, and the only one that's allowed, the only place you're allowed to light a ner is for the church in honor of the holiday. No one is allowed to light a ner. Period. Blackout. It's a black. It's a strange holiday. We don't relate to this. It's a blackout. The only place where light can be lit is in honor of the Avodah Zarah. Anyone that's caught lighting a ner in honor of their own personal use, or certainly for religious purposes, they are in trouble. Now, that's the sakana. What's the trouble? So now it goes a step further. The machlekes, I think, achrayim. What is the sakana? Let's say you caught. You violated the law. The government issued a law. It's a holiday. The only place where a ner can be lit is in church. If someone lights a ner in their home, you're in trouble. What are they going to do to you? So some learn they'll kill you. They'll kill the person. Others, they're not going to kill you. They'll just take away your menorah. They'll put it out. They'll take it away. So just don't antagonize them. So it's a whole different level of sakana. If level of sakana is they'll kill you, now you get into another issue. Are you mechuyev to be moiser nefesh? To put it al shulchanai v'dayei and make the windows black? If they'll catch you, they'll kill you. Chuyev to be moiser nefesh? Kid Hashem Shemayim for Chanukah menorah? Really? When it comes to avodah zarah, gili arayah, shri chasam, we know you have to give up your life. Are you mechuyev to give up your life to do the Chanukah menorah? Chazal telling you putting a shulchanai v'dayei? So that's another very interesting topic. What exactly is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Someone learned the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is like, it's like Gzeres HaShmat. It's you have to show you're Jewish. You have to show, that's right, I'm proud of my religion, I'm Jewish, I'm willing to risk my life. And Chazal are giving us the parameters, how much you have to risk your life. Don't put the menorah on the front door where they'll come and they'll kill you. But take a risk. You mechuyev to risk your life by putting the menorah al shulchanai on your dining room table, make the windows dark. If it just because you put paper on your windows doesn't mean they're not going to catch you, but you mechuyev to take that risk. That's how far the mitzvah of Chanukah goes according to some. Others strongly disagree. No such a Chazal will want to put you in such a danger. And when it means to the sakana means that if they'll catch you, they'll give you a fine. They'll pay $75. But they're not going to cause you any great harm. So then you have to do the best that you can to put the menorah al shulchan. Others, tight sakana does not have anything to do with the government or with holidays. It means it's a loose term, which means that it's just not practical because it may fall on the floor and start a fire. It may your neighbors might not be happy. The guy might get a little bit upset and make have a fight with you. It's a lightweight sakana. It's just a term which means that it's not practical. If it's not practical, like the menorah, manichay al shulchanai v'dayai. Now, let me tell you one last thing from the Hasidim. Why bezman hazeh? We don't find today in many circles. We're not all makpid bezman hazeh to put them, at least not in chutz liaretz, to put the menorah outside. We don't find this. Even though bezman hazeh, we can make a very strong argument. There's no sakana today. Freedom of religion. No one's going to hurt you. If you would make nice, big, safe boxes and get the approval of the government and have you know all the stickers that this has been deemed safe by all the federal authorities and the box is fireproof and so on and so forth. So there's no reason why we can't go with Zman HaZeh and put the menorah outside our house. So why then? How come we find that we're not all makbid on doing this? So the Hasidim explained it's more of a Kabbalistic inyan. When you light the menorah outdoors, what you're really trying to do is expand the kedusha to the world. The Ner Chanukah represents kedusha. We preserved our purity. We did not let the Yevanim defile us. We're holy people. Our homes are perfectly holy. You come into your home, you're coming into a sanctuary. Chanukah is a time, put it outside, let the Kedusha spread to the world. In our times, for the last 2,000 years, or at least in recent times, we know that our homes are not pure. The Rishus HaRabim is in the home. When we light the neros on the dining room table, this is what it says in almost all the Hasidic Sfarim, it's as if you're lighting the Ner Chanukah mipesach beisay mibachutz. Because unfortunately in our times, the Rishus HaRabim has penetrated the home. So focus on the local Rishus HaRabim before you focus on having a J. in the home, your dining room unfortunately has the influences of the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, when you light it in your home today, you can be certain you are being mekayim, lining the menorah mi Pesach beis mibachutz. We have to focus in today, in our times, on purifying the home before we can be so bold and have the audacity to think that now we're safe at home, we can go and perfect the world. We're far from that level, and therefore we have to consolidate and focus on ourselves before we focus on what's out there. Yeah.
Very interesting thing. There are Jews who are totally non-religious.
Yes. Hanukkah.
Business to
yes.
An electric menorah.
Yes.
And they need a statement.
The Pentel Yid. You need sites of kedusha.